Blog Talk Radio.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best for a world of sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
I've been singing that hymn since I was a little mite, when I could stand up at the piano and Grandma or Aunt Ginger could play. That's always been one of my favorites. I love it. One of my favorites. I have a few. And that was a request from John. So I thought, you know, that's a good one to start out. And this is the Gospel Hour with Jenny on the TCB Network. And we are going to TCB just in a slightly different slant today, folks. It's not going to be just the Elvis music or history or movies, or it's not going to be my rock and roll shows. This is church. Welcome to a nice, fun kind of church. And I'm probably going to preach at you because I usually do, but you know what? It won't hurt. I promise it won't hurt. So, hey, just hang in there. Get comfy. Grab some hot tea. You need hot tea with lemon, okay? And that's going to make you feel better, and it's going to make you better. It's going to keep you better. So please do that. And if it's green tea, that's even more desirable because there's more of the tannins and stuff in the green tea. So, okay, that's enough health advice. Good grief. I'm a mother. What do you want? You know, hey, we've got so much stuff to play today, and it's so much good stuff. And you know what? Not a lot of it is new. I have played a lot of it, say, 3 and 4 weeks ago, but it's so good, and it's so appropriate, not just for Sunday, but for the situation that we all are dealing with in one way or another. So I hope this brings you some peace, brings you some joy, and just calms your heart, people, because there's no reason to freak out. God has got this. So let him have it, okay? Just be careful. That's all we need to do. Be careful. All right. I have a request that John made like 3 weeks ago. And he made that on the day that my internet went out. And I only had the last half hour or 25 minutes of the show or something like that. So I didn't get to it at that point, and then I lost it. So I went in. I just reloaded it today rather than trying to find it. Even though my library told me it was there, I could not find it. So it's in now, and we're going to play this. Sorry about the delay, John, but here you go, honey. Kim Hopper, Holy Hills of Heaven, Call Me.
Yeah.
Okay. That was great. I had a couple of people contact me today. One of our elderly friends, Carolyn, has been sick for quite some time, and she's going into the hospital tomorrow. And we do pray for her recovery, because she just has not been feeling. She has been really sick. That's the whole thing. And of course, she's not feeling well. Geez, Jenny, that was silly. But anyway, she asked us to pray for her. I don't know. I just get the feeling that she's a little bit scared because she's not getting better. And we want her to get better. We want her to get better. So I'm putting that one up there. And then I just got a message from Rebecca that Lonnie is very sick. She's very sick. She may have the virus. So there's another person that we know that needs prayers as well. And you know what, guys? It doesn't matter what has gone on in the past when someone is sick and asks for prayer. You need to give that. That's support that the Father wants us to give. So just be aware of that. If someone's asking for prayer, I'm going to bring it out on here. And I don't care who they are. Okay? Because the Father doesn't care who they are. So if we are the Father's children, which we are, we need to pray for his other children. So I put those two out there because those are the two I received today. I'm sure everyone knows of someone else. Our close friend Tanya in the UK, she and her family are sick. And it's not the coronavirus. It's other things that are plaguing them. They need our prayers and support in that way as well, consistently and fervently. Please, because they do have some real health problems that they are coping with or trying to cope with. So let's keep those people in our prayers. And if you can think of others, don't wait for them to ask. If you know they need a little bit of prayer and a little bit of help, go ahead. There's nothing you can't do that. You can pray for the whole world if you want to, individually, collectively, however you want to do it. Fine. No problem. It's allowed. So just passing that along, folks, of the people that I have heard from that need a little extra right now. And if we can all band together and give that, it will be a lot extra. And that counts. Little bits count. And every little bit goes in to make a great big whole passel. And it all counts. It all counts. The Father hears every single syllable, and he knows who said it. So be careful what falls out your mouth. Sometimes that happens to me without really getting policed first, but it's not usually anything bad. It's just a little off color. So, you know, I try to not do that on Sunday. I try to keep a tighter tether on my tongue. So anyway... Okay, that's enough of that. I have one here. You guys know how I love a cappella, especially quartet a cappella. I just cannot resist it. And somebody sent this to me a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, about the time I had an internet problem. I think it was John, but I don't really remember totally. So if I'm right... Hey, yay, pat me on the back. If I'm wrong, forgive me because I got the wrong person. But, you know, what the hey? It's a good song anyhow. A cappella for What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. To carry
need to remember that, not just in time of problems, but all the time. Even if we don't have a problem, go to the Father and say, thank you for the fact that I don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. It's everything. Just take everything. He likes you to remember who's in charge, because we let him be in charge. He lets us be in charge if we want to, and that's usually a disaster. So, you know, it's okay. Just let him have it. Let him have the reins. It'll turn out better that way, guys. It really will turn out better that way. Okay. I've just got so much stuff. It's like, what the heck do I play? Okay, I'm going to play one of Brandon's requests. And it's Jeremy Camp. And he's going to sing The Way. Jeremy Camp, The Way. And that's right. That's right. You know, and I just read messages to where the entire country is going to be put on 2 weeks quarantine. May I express my opinion? What the heck is that? That is totally insane. And good luck enforcing that one. Anyway, yeah. I'm not going to worry about it. I don't have any reason to worry about it. I have a pantry full of food for 2 weeks. I have a freezer full of food for two. I just keep it that way all the time. That's a habit I learned from my grandma. So I don't care about that. I just need to go get a gallon of milk. But, you know, I think it's crazy. It's nuts. It's overreacting. It's just totally making a mountain out of a molehill. And now I've expressed my opinion, and there you go. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. There we are. So, I mean, I have important things I'm going to need to do when I get paid next Friday, and I'm not going to be able to do them. So hopefully my phone will still work, right? We got to think about that, guys. That's kind of freaky, freaky weird. Next. I've got the Gaithers Vocal Band. They've kind of, when they do their gospel, it's like it's not just the Gaithers, okay? That's their other stuff. That's their secular stuff. When they do their gospel, they put a group together that's called the Vocal Band. And it includes, I don't know, just people that they know, that work for them, that are related to them, that who knows, people that can sing. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that. But it's just fun. It's totally fun, you know. And so I'm going to play a song called "This Is the Place." And people, if you're here with me on a Sunday afternoon for the gospel hour, you know that this is the place.
Here we are.
is the place. Now, of course, we can't do all that stuff here. I mean, we're online, right? And I'm not ordained or anything, but it's the place for everything else. You know, we have everything else that a church can offer. We feed your soul. We give you fellowship. We give you wonderful music. Hey, that's good. That's good. This is your church on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm glad you're all here with me. I really am, because I love doing this. I really, really do love doing this. I'm checking to see if I have anything at the end of the stretch here, and I don't, because I want to kind of work from the bottom up and get all the good stuff played, you know, and not play all this stuff that was done before. So, okay, cool. It all moved up. Yay!
Oh.
Alphabeticalness. It does things out. Before, it used to leave it split. And so you'd have to check for it if you wanted something. Because your new stuff would be split off from your old stuff with my rock stuff in the middle. But now, since they did that last update, it's really kind of convenient because it puts it all at the end when you add it in. But when you're done adding it in and you actually exit the program, it moves it up all alphabetical. And since all my gospel music starts with the word gospel, guess what? It's all together. Hey, we like it.
Yes.
That's cool.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. I like it that way. Okay, I've got another request from John.
Yeah.
And John is feeling his preachy bones this week too, I think. Is that even a thing, preachy bones? I
don't know. It is now.
And I'm not going to ask what they are. Okay.
No.
Dwayne Hudson is going to do a song about someone leaving home for the first time.
Oh.
And this is called A Bible and a Bus Ticket.
Mama's tears fell so easy. Daddy's handshake was strong. Then I climbed aboard that Greyhound, 18 and glad to be gone. I took a rented room on Broadway. And as I unpacked everything I owned, I found a note my mama left me with a Bible and a bus ticket home. It said one will get you where you're going when it seems you haven't got a prayer. One will bring you back, son, if your dreams ain't waiting there. You're out on your own now. We won't be there to fall back on. But you know we're never far. Bible and a bus ticket home. The years have come and gone and taken. The only things in life I ever counted on. But I'm going back tomorrow to lay flowers on their stone. I can almost hear my mama calling, saying, son, come back where you belong. You got all you need to get here. A Bible and a bus ticket home. It said one will get you where you're going when it seems you haven't got a prayer. And one will bring you back, son, if your dreams ain't waiting there. You're out on your own now. We won't be there to fall back home. But you know we're never farther than a Bible and a bus ticket. Bible and a bus ticket home.
Now there you go. How much better does it get when you're leaving home for the first time, scared spitless? I remember that. But mom and dad send something with you that says, this will get you where you're going, and the other one will bring you home. Welcome anytime. We love you. It can't get better than that. That's wonderful. I love that. It's great. So, and you know what? Something to go right along with that is Elvis doing... You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, remember
that. You never
that
stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you made him too.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tall. Oh,
home, home.
Walk on.
There you go, people. Remember that. You'll never walk alone. You know, you're walking with him. He's walking with you. He's carrying you when you need that. He doesn't leave you alone. He carries you. And you know what? He provides other people to be there with you, to lift you up, to encourage you, to love you. You know, to help you with whatever you might need help with. It doesn't matter what it is. He's going to send somebody. And you'll recognize when this person is God sent, because it's going to be something that you just don't know how you're going to do. And they're going to step right up and say, don't worry about it. We got this. We can do this together and it'll be done. You need this, it's going to happen.
Sounds
remember
true,
that.
Jenny.
Just remember that. It happens so many times. And if you get to be that person that God sends, oh, honey, you are so blessed. You are so blessed because it is such a profound blessing to be able to give someone directly what they need. It's wonderful to give through charities. Don't get me wrong. That's wonderful. But to give something directly to a person, to feel what they feel, to hear their words, and many, many times to hear them cry from gratitude. It happens. You know, it happens. It just, hey, and it doesn't matter if it's a woman, a child, a man. It doesn't matter. Maybe your neighborhood dog, if you give him a bone, he'll whine at you. And, you know, hey, just help when you can. And then you know that when you need help, it's going to be there. Because he'll do the same for you that he sent you to do for someone else. And if you get put in that position to help someone, oh, it is such a blessing. It will fill your heart. It will make you smile. It will make you laugh. And you will feel wonderful for days and look for the next opportunity. And that's how it's supposed to be. Remember that. You might not have a lot, but what you have, share what you can. Because someone else has less. And they may need it. Remember that, guys. Remember that. Because that's very important. That's very important. We're not going to be perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect. God never expected us to be perfect. He didn't make us perfect. But we are supposed to learn. And we are supposed to try. And that's the important part. So let's hear Guy Penrod from the Gaithers. Backed up by the Gaithers, doing Why Me, Lord.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you showed?
Something we need to keep in the forefront of our brains, not just helping other people, but to thank the Father for helping us, for giving us what we need, not necessarily material things, but what we need in our hearts and our souls, the peace, the love to share. You know, that comes from someplace, and we know where it comes from, so we need to remember to say, thank you. Because my soul's in your hands, Lord. Thank you. And you know, that really helps you inside, as well as pleasing the Father. So, trot it out and send it up, guys. It's like a balloon that you let go outside. Soon you'll lose sight of it, but you know it's going somewhere. There you go. All right, guys. Alan Jackson and Allison Krauss. The Angels Cried. And this is kind of an Easter song, but I don't care. We're going to play it today. Mm-hmm.
came from near, they came from far, following a distant star to where he lay. Not being sure of what it meant, but knowing it was heaven sent, they made their way. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried.
It filled their hearts with joy to see, and knowing of his destiny, came tears of love. And the creatures gathered round, didn't make a sound, and the angels cried.
I've often thought about that night and wondered if they realized that star so bright
was sent to tell all the land the Son of God would soon become the Son of Man.
And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried, and the angels cried, and the angels cried.
There you go, guys. Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss. They do sound pretty good together, don't they? They kind of complement each other really nice. We like it. We don't get Alan Jackson very often. Why? I don't know. It just never occurs. But he's good. He really is good. And he is a believer. He follows God, and it helped him through some deaths he had to deal with. And, you know, he's kind of a special guy. That seems to happen a lot. What can I tell you? And we're sitting here, and I have Anne, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Susan's here, but I can't hear her.
No, she's having troubles.
Hey, there she is.
Hello.
Hey, I hear you. I hear you. You were here for so long and I couldn't hear you. Now I can hear you. See, coming back and forth does some good. When you get real tired. You know, when you get real tired and your wings are going to fall off, then we can hear you.
Oh, that's great.
It is. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't particularly care. That's putting it so mildly. It's not even, no, it's hilarious. I don't particularly like it very much when people call in and I can't hear them, or I get on to do my show and nobody can hear me. And it's not my mic.
I know.
My mic's new.
But that's technology for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes it's
technology.
Pick it up, yeah. Throw it through the window. That'll take care of it. Then you won't have to worry about it anymore. But it ain't going to be here. We can do that. We have the technology
well,
to do that.
Yes, we can rebuild. Yes.
Of course, then
build
you have to
it, come.
But, you know.
Yeah.
There you go. I have a very wonderful song. And this came out as an Easter song. And she did it at an award show, Dolly Parton. So that gives you an idea of the voice. Okay?
Nice. Yeah.
I sang this song once, and it's just, it not only gives something to the people listening. You can look out on those faces, and this is one thing I love about singing, guys, is you can look out on these faces, and they're just very intently watching you and listening to the actual words you're singing. You're not just singing to be putting it out there. They're actually hearing you. And that's really awesome. That is really awesome. When you're in church and singing a song like this, that is the most awesome feeling to know that this song is touching these people. And at the same time, you can feel your own heart start to brim over. And yeah, I got to admit it. I started crying when I sang this song when you get towards the end. It gets quite intense, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And it's the Easter story. So listen to this, guys.
Oh, yeah.
He's Alive by Dolly Parton, requested by John.
Oh, thank you, John. Yeah, thank you.
I feel very honored to get to sing this song on the show tonight. And as Mama would say, I hope you get a blessing out of it. The gates and doors were barred and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. So I hurried to the window, looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. She said they'd moved him in the night and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran toward the garden and John ran on ahead. We found the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Oh, but something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him and I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came, and everything I'd promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Then suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. The light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. And Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I said, come to him and cry. Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes,
light from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Hey guys, what do you think? Pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, when I did that song as a solo, I think I did it 3 times, and yeah. it just sends everybody into orbit. You know, it's just fantastic,
yeah.
And everybody just kind of stands there. Because a lot of them are standing by then. It's amazing. It's totally amazing. But it takes about a minute to a minute and a half for everything to calm down. And they get seated again and be able to go on to the next thing. You know, so it was kind of different, but very, very uplifting. And
yeah.
Everybody supported everybody through that. And it was like,
yeah,
wow. Because it reminds me of what Easter's all about.
Mm.
What Easter's all about. It's not Easter eggs and candy and bunny rabbits and all that.
No,
all
of course it's not. It isn't.
Without Jesus having been crucified and risen from the dead to go home and show us that he's there, there wouldn't be any Easter because we wouldn't have thought anything about it. Just another day.
Yep.
So think of the wonder of that. There's another blessing, guys. Not only that it happened, but the fact that we have a reason to celebrate it. Phenomenal. You start counting those blessings, guys, and you're going to get a really big surprise, I think. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, I've got Christy Lane, simply because I couldn't resist. Footprints in the Sand, because we all need to remember there's somebody there. When we need carried, we're getting carried. So when you look behind you and you see one set of footprints, you weren't alone. You were being carried. Remember that. That has always, I can't get through this song without crying, but oh my gosh, it is so worth it. It's so worth it.
One night, I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed 2 sets of footprints in the sand. One set belonged to me, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before us, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only 1 set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. This really bothered me, so I questioned the Lord about it. 1 set of footprints in the sand. Lord, you promised me you'd hold my hand.
set of footprints in the sand.
Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you most, you should leave me. And the Lord replied, "My precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, never leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you saw only one set of footprints in the sand, it was then that I was carrying you.
One set of footprints in the sand. Oh yes, at last I understand. Through every storm he carried me. Now I praise the Lord each time I see one set of footprints in the sand. One set of footprints in the sand."
There you go, guys. Susan just disappeared again. Susan. Anyway,
get back here.
Yeah, one set of footprints in the sand. Remember,
that's beautiful.
At the very lowest and saddest times in our lives, when you see only one set of footprints, that's when the Father is carrying you. Remember that, guys. Just remember that. If you don't remember any other part of that song, remember that part. Just remember that part. Because when you're that far down, he's going to send somebody else to help as well. You won't have to imagine it. They're going to be there. You're going to feel a need. You're going to feel so down and so alone and so crushed. Oh, honey, I've been there. He's going to send somebody, and he's going to send the best person to help you out of that hole you've sunk into. Just remember, he knows what's happening to you. He knows where you are, and he's carrying you along that beach. He's not making you walk, and he's not leaving you alone. And we're all going to need to remember that in these coming weeks. I myself believe this stupid garbage is going to be over within a month or two. It's going to be done because it's going to run its course just like the flu does. It's not going to last until '09. I really think there's a lot of overreaction going on. You know what? We'll do what we can do to keep most people that we can well, especially the people we love. Okay? And you need to keep yourselves well for those people that love you. Because it's a two-way street, people. It's a two-way street. And there are some that we can't be with that, oh, dear God, we want to be with so bad. But we can't. For whatever reason. But just remember, they know that you're there for them. And you know that they are there for you. And that God is holding up both of you. And there's no limit to numbers.
Amen.
Do anything. So, you know, don't let numbers overwhelm you. God can handle anything. So you just need to remember that it's just not you. If this whatever law comes through, I am going to go flat bonkers. I live in this little house with a dog and a cat by myself, and if I can't go do something, I am going to go crazy.
So crazy.
Yep.
Oh my God. I am going to have cabin fever like you would not believe. But you know what? Just send me some wall padding. I'll put it up and I can bounce off the walls and I'll be okay.
I'm blessed.
If you're doing that in America, we'll be the next.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It'll happen.
Well, the
here.
Thing is, I am very thankful for the fact that I do have a little backyard. It's not a very big backyard. It's like 10 or 12 feet by 30 feet, but it is a backyard, and there is a fence around it. So there's a block wall around one side and the back. Then my shed finishes closing off the back, and then I have a grape arbor that closes off the front and a couple of pieces of lattice. So, you know, I can go outside and water. I just can't go anywhere else. But you know what? I defy him to keep me from walking down 200 feet to pay my rent. I just want to see them try. It's not going to... I am going to go pay my rent. So, hey, you know. But I don't have to go out on a public street anywhere or do anything like that. It's all on private property. And like I say, it's about 200 feet away from my house. So I think I can get away with that. Maybe 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
If I don't get to go to work, I'm going to be awake anyway, you know, because I work nights. So this is going to drive me totally and completely bananas. Wow. And I don't have any of those either. So, you know, hey. Okie dokie, Smokey. Yeah. All right. Sam Cooke. Everybody remembers Sam Cooke. How do you know remember Sam Cooke? Sam Cooke, a change gonna come. And he does it there.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
there you go, folks. A change is not just going to come. A change is already happening. And it's not a good one. Mm-hmm. So keep tabs on it and be ready. You know, have a couple of boxes and put your food in a box, throw it in your car, grab the dog and cat, grab some blankets, grab whatever else you can grab and get out. There you go. I go to my brother's house, see where he's heading. 3-hour trip, but, you know, I can go back way and make it. Okay. Pentatonics. How great thou art.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul,
oh,
my Savior
God,
to thee. How great thou art.
Love that. Well, I love the a cappella, and the guys happen to be an a cappella. Are they a quartet or a quintet? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. They're good.
Yeah, either way.
Exactly. Either way, it's fine. I have, at this point in time, the last request that I received for today,
aww,
and it was from John, and it's wonderful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful. Hey, here we go, guys. On Jericho Road by the Blackwood Brothers Quartet.
Oh, Blackwood.
As you travel along on the Jericho Road, does the world seem all wrong and heavy or low? Just bring it to Christ. Your sins will consist on the Jericho
for me, and that was beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful. I'm hugging myself. That was so beautiful. Of course, it'd be better if I wasn't by myself and somebody else is hugging me, but hey, you know,
yeah,
you take what you can, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. I've got, there's one more song I'm going to play, and I'm going to use it as an exit because it's 5 minutes till, people. We have 5 minutes. And I want to say, Susan, once again, you are the wonder girl. Just flying back and forth and back and forth, and I so much appreciate that. Just like I appreciate it when Anne had to do it, even though Anne gets to stay here, and I appreciate that just as much because you're always here, and when things function properly, we can hear each other.
Yes.
And I just love having you two ladies here. And I'm hoping that
sometime
there'll be other people that can join us. You know, that would be absolutely cool. Yes, we have people listening to our shows from other countries around Europe. And that would be so awesome. That would be so awesome for them to request invites up to the limit of it and figure out how Skype works so they can call in with Skype. And See, I don't know how this stuff works, but I can send an email and find out. So I think that would be absolutely fantastic. Have 12 people from Europe calling in. That would be totally cool. I'll go nuts, but I'd love it. I'd love it. And thank you, everybody in the chats and who is listening, friends and family who are listening. I'm so happy that you're here. And the chats get a little bit lively during the shows, and they don't always stay on point. They quite often venture off into la-la land, but most of today, one of them stayed on point of what church is about, and one of them, well, whatever. Anyway, I guess they were enjoying themselves. That's the important part. But and I know they did hear some of the songs because they remarked, so that's cool. That's all right. We're not going to make a deal about it. But I am so glad that they all joined me, and the rest of the people who are here listening to the gospel show, because this just puts the gospel in your bones for the coming week. And you know what? It sounds like we're going to need it. So take it, keep it, listen to it. This show is recorded, people, so listen to it again if you want to. It's there. Go on YouTube and pull up gospel songs, because you can find anything you want to listen to, and it will fit whatever your mood happens to be, whatever your need happens to be, will be there. So there are past gospel shows on Blog Talk that you can pull and listen. There are the rock shows. There are Shauna's shows. So if you want Elvis history, if you want movie history, if you want Rockin' with Elvis, you've got all of this stuff on the Blog Talk recorded library. So it's real easy to access. Give it a shot. You'll enjoy it, and it'll give you something to do for the next 2 weeks. So what can I say, right? Okay, to get us on going, here, I'm going to play the Oak Ridge Boys. Yeah, big surprise, mm-hmm. Right? Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water.
Thank you, Jenny.
Bye, you're welcome.
And you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of a man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter clears the temple, the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reach the age of seven.
to heaven.
My daddy lived his life with three kids and a wife, and he did what he could do.
And he showed me just enough of what it takes to get me through.
Put your hand in the hand.